Jesus speaks about the ways of children, this is a good time of year to reflect on children. Children love this time of year. First thought that came to my mind was one of the greetings I received for my birthday. Actually, this was last year, but it's very similar to what I saw this year. Many, many video greetings for my birthday. Anyway, last year, a young family made a video of a greeting to me. They had the father, the mother, maybe, I don't know, four or five children. And they had made a cake. I might have told this story already, but it was just a beautiful one. They made a cake. They set up their phone camera, video of them singing happy birthday. So there's the father and the mother, the older children back here, maybe one of the younger ones in front of the mother, and then the youngest in front of the cake. And they're all singing happy birthday, except for the little one, maybe 2 years old, two and a half. And of course, that age, they don't sing happy birthday, they just do whatever they do. And at one point, when they're singing happy birthday, they held the cake up like this a little bit to show to the camera, and the little boy saw his opportunity, stuck his finger into the frosting, and started eating. And the parents didn't see it. They could see it from the video, but the parents didn't see it. And only when the boy went for a second portion, the father saw him, grabbed his hand. So now, when a little child does that, it's funny to us. It's charming. It's just so normal. Probably Jesus himself, when he was 2 years old, he would have taken frosting, I don't know. But it's something natural, spontaneous, transparent, normal for a little child. But if that child were 12 years old, he would say, wait a minute, come on, don't, you know, learn to behave. And if it was a 22-year-old, he would say, oh, something's wrong with that guy. Something's wrong with him. He doesn't know how, he wasn't raised properly. So we see there's behavior appropriate for different ages. If we skip over the 30s, 40s, and 50s and get into senior citizen age, then we have a little bit more flexibility because Lolo can also get away with taking a little frosting. See, I'm going to take advantage of that now that I'm a senior citizen. Anyway, what's clear is that there is behavior that's appropriate for the age. There's behavior that's charming in children that's not charming in older people. There are qualities that children have that we admire, that Jesus himself points to, and there are also weaknesses in children which we should outgrow, we should guard against and resist. Now, Jesus knows children very well, and he loves children. You know, the passages where the parents were bringing the children to him, and the disciples were trying to stop them because the children are not supposed to disrupt the mission of a rabbi. And Jesus got angry and said, no, let those children come. Let them come. The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. Then there's the teaching where Jesus says, unless you change and become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom. So Jesus knows the qualities of children that we must learn. Dependence, transparency, openness, humility, innocence. But he also knows that children have a lot to learn, and they're not angels, and any parent knows this. Even a little child can be quite stubborn and selfish, and those qualities, or those defects, are what Jesus points to in today's gospel to show the people that he's talking to what they're like. So this is not a flattering comparison. This is a rather insulting way of describing them. What are you like? Well, you're like spoiled children. You're like self-centered children. You're like children who think that things should always go according to their preferences. And that's not good. Jesus teaches this because he's aware that the message of John the Baptist had not been welcomed by all. He mentioned John in yesterday's gospel. And his own message is not being welcomed by all. But what's wrong here? Well, there's nothing wrong with John the Baptist, and there's nothing wrong with Jesus. There's something wrong with the audience, the receivers of the message. So his comparison is, what the children are saying, we played the flute for you, but you did not dance. So we expected you to rejoice, and you didn't. We sang a dirge. A dirge is the kind of hymn you sing at a funeral, a sad song, but you did not mourn. So we expected you to rejoice when we gave you good news. We expected you to repent when we called you to repent. As it didn't do anything. John the Baptist came with a message of repentance. Prepare the way. You didn't prepare the way. Jesus comes along with a announcement that the kingdom of heaven is here and that the reign of divine love and mercy is here. You didn't rejoice. So why is this gospel brought out in Advent? It's a warning gospel. It's a warning to us. Don't miss the message of John the Baptist. And don't miss the message of Jesus. Don't sit in self-centeredness, self-righteousness, yes, control, judgment, pride. What other mountains and valleys are there? Any kind of self-glorification is an obstacle to welcoming the Lord when he comes. So don't be like the stubborn, self-centered child. Be like a humble, transparent, dependent child. Anyone who knows children can easily distinguish the qualities and the weaknesses of children. Children are beautiful, charming, but they're also, they have to grow up, they're immature. Now today's feast, the Feast of Our Lady of Loreto, invites us to go back to the family life of Mary and Joseph and Jesus and the home where they live. So it's a devotion that takes us to the ordinary family life, Mary's childhood and Jesus' childhood. The tradition is that when the Holy Family came back from Egypt and they went to Nazareth, that they moved into the house of that Mary had lived in. I'm not sure how all that worked, but that's the tradition. So it was Mary's house when she grew up, and it was also the house they lived in after marriage. Normally, the wife would move into the husband's house. So this is a little bit unusual. According to the book of Father Calloway, Joseph's house was used as a workshop. So that's why they lived in Mary's house. I don't know. But anyway, the beauty of the tradition is that it makes us think about the ordinary family life of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The stages of growth of Mary, free from sin, but still growing in faith and in cooperation with grace as she matured as a human person, until she got to the point when she was perhaps 14 or 15, when the angel appeared to her, she could make a fully mature yes to the message of the angel. She was not an immature child just acting spontaneously. She made a full, mature gift of herself, the way a bride does. That's why children can't marry, because they don't have self-possession. They can't make a gift of themselves. But when a person is mature, he or she can make a gift of himself. He can, with full self-possession, make a full gift. That's what Mary did when she said yes at the Annunciation. Jesus grew in all the normal stages of human childhood. When he was 2 years old, he was attracted to colors, bright colors, and good-looking food. He put things in his mouth the way little children do. That's what children do. It's normal. There's no fault in that. But he grew like every other child, except without sin. So he grew in a perfect humanity, fulfilling all fulfilling and redeeming all the stages of human life. In fact, that's why Jesus understands human nature so well and why he knows children so well, because he entered fully into the human experience. And because he has no sin, he can understand more completely the human experience. That's why he's the best psychologist, he's the best doctor, he's the best scientist, he's the best philosopher, because there's nothing, no obstacle to his wisdom. So all of this is connected to the feast of Our Lady of Loreto. Now, you know the tradition that the Holy House was transferred from Nazareth to Loreto in Italy. The tradition is it was carried by angels. What's important is that God made it possible for devotion to the Holy Family to grow in a place where, in Italy, where there wasn't going to be persecution. So that this devotion, this spiritual food was made available. And now Pope Francis is saying, this should be made more available to the universal church. Let's gain from pondering the family life of the Holy Family. Let's recognize how God entered into normal human experiences and see how God is at work in normal daily life of families. Because that's often where we don't recognize God. We don't recognize the work of grace at home. We think, sure, grace works in the Mass, grace works in holy places, but in fact, grace is at work in marriage and family life. So we'll be certainly reflecting more about this in the Christmas season, but this feast day gives us an opportunity to connect the Jesus' teaching about children to his own childhood and to our own experience of childhood and of family life.